And went number three. I said, what happened, you know? So I won't be first, but here I am. So this poem was really short. It's not my style at all, but that's my writing mojo. I've been trying to get it back. So there's some good ones in the pipeline. This is not one of them. Just enjoy it for what it is tonight. It might be called Sunshine, might not be, but we'll go with it. Sunshine, I am in your corner. I haven't spent much time with you since you've come to visit me while I'm working. But just know, I am in your corner. I've got my sunglasses on and I'm waiting. You've got yours on to protect you from my bright white skin. I've got my sundress on and my flip-flops and sunscreen from an overpriced shop. So come on now, keep shining, don't stop. Big, dirty grey cloud that's nearly black. Please change your mind and go back. There's a time and place for everything, and now is not your time, and here is not your place. All week I said this weekend, I would sit in the sun and write, go through some new ideas and revisit some old. Mother Nature, don't you want me to write? If you do, then shed some light. It's getting done now, let's make it bright. Make it your mission to delight all day long until the night.
Thank you. Good stuff, Megan. And now we have Jack Shortland.
This one I was pleased that it just this month it came out in Skylight 47. In Galway, so if you want to know, and it's about Cork, if you want to know about the homeless in Cork, don't ask those sleeping in the doorways. They can't tell you the truth. Don't ask the staff at the shelter. Last year they saw a man turn his life around. Last night they had to turn a man away again. Don't ask the psychiatrists, the paramedics, the parole officers, the guards. You'll get a burnout answer. Ask the dogs for their share in the forensic evidence. The chewed nuts in the shoelaces, the sup of water in the paper cup, and the corner of the damp duvet. Ask the dogs, they see it all.
Thank you, Jack. Now we'd have Joseph Wheeler, please. I believe it's his first time reading poetry.
Okay, I call this piece Numb. Violent darkness, hateful clouds, no peace lost alone at sea. Icy waters ravage the side of a splintered wooden boat with no paddle. The black waves crashing on my face, the salt stinging my eyes. Blinded, but I can see light. The pale moonlight glistening mirrored on every drop of seafoam that slaps my face, my body and boat now unwillingly submerged in a frigid state of hopelessness, the splintered vessel no match for the sharp black rocks of an unforgiving coastline. I lie down on my back, arched over the rickety wooden boards fashioned as seats, my eyes pointed upward, homeward, serenity in a storm, crash. I should only see darkness. But I can see light.
I don't believe it was your first time. I think you might have lied to me. Anyway, we let you off this time. Very well done. And now we will have Jamie Lawton, please.
I read this before, but it was back in February, so I think I'll get away with it. I'm caught like a rabbit in headlights, anxiety depriving me of drive that the stress was supplying. When I finally decide to pick a side instead of sitting in indifference in the trap of apathy, my self-inflicted lethargy is sapping all my energy, and I thought that there better be a better way to temper me, my terror temper telling me to throw a temper tantrum was what taught me to take time out and to grow a thicker skin. I take it on the chin, the dilemma that I'm in. is that I'm making the decision between the lesser of two sins. I'm choosing which of the two things I should be using. Really, it's both. I'm abusing, confusing, whether I can't move because I'm snoozing, or whether it's rough because my screw isn't loose enough. What if I'm tough as I haven't deduced enough? All I truly know is I'm losing.
Thank you, Jamie. And now we'll have Mary O'Connell, please.
I'm afraid this is a bit of a hagiography. It's for my goddaughter, come niece, and she'll be 40 soon, and so I've just written this, but I haven't kind of visited on it on anybody yet, so I'm not sure about it, but anyway, here it goes. Life begins at 40. My niece has found a special place in many people's lives since appearing on this planet some 40 years ago. Her outgoing personality, a gift for making friends, give her the resources of a human dynamo. In the office, she came early and was often last to leave, overseeing projects demanding special flair. Her patience and restraint would smooth down ruffled feathers if things got overheated when quarter end drew near. When wanderlust kicked in, she travelled first to Germany, later to the Philippines to build shelters for the poor, make a difference to each life. Before going to the Galapagos, there was time spent in America, where a certain Richard hoped she might be his wife. Thankfully, fate intervened. Her boss, who from the Netherlands, stepped in without delay. Smitten by her charms, he offered her his heart. This began a love story that has blossomed to this day. Caroline has morphed to Kaz when she joined the Copeman clan. Another major switch occurred when prize-winning career girl became dedicated mum. A leading light within La Leche to show that a breast is best. She kindled a creative spark in her kids whom she adores. Whether on the stage or painting, if they're messy, she joins in and rarely blames or scolds. Her outstanding generosity has her going the extra mile. She may be tired, but won't forget to flash that winning smile. Still, there might be one discrepancy that could cause a major rift. Never ask my goddaughter to travel in a lift.
Thank you, Mary. And now we have Patricia Walsh.
Thank you. This is called Lead for Your Occasions. Asking for much by design, force majeure, digging holes as required, this gem of picture, reciting history to an unfeeling associate, needle walking upstairs, fanning out decorum, an occupation bleeding from the pricked fingers. What happened to the wasted evenings? First bombing the sensitivity of binary chats, phallic notebooks sent into consideration, darkened in the rain, it scurried itself, heart fallen under misplaced teeth merrily long. This cold arthritis for allowing can be defeated. Give away a racket, what happened last night, what stays last night. Interrogations besides, eyeball to eyeball under cover of an afternoon. Hands held in expectations and bought drink. Voices of some generation, if not one's own, cross barrier and culture to exacerbate the stain. This meretricious creations deserve better. Unnecessary cover version, Scream Like a Dead. Token female figurine appears in spec. Falsely recognizing somebody, a boy face. There's no perennial joke, lays it smooth now. To pass the by the time in an otherwise inkling. Friends with the deceased, deceased as want. Not being touched is a heterophobic exercise. Thank you.
Thanks, Patricia. And we'll have Max Creedon now.
By the silly old song, but I saw writing there about the film after thinking of you there, so well, just an improv piece about the film about Donal O'Hara, about a man we met down in Dingle, chat with him, it was lovely. One last coat of tar for the road, through Celtic seas of the Peregrini. A tough old boat to stay afloat, with four men row your unknown seas. The Phyllis Sheehy, poet skipper, pulls the crew and pens his way. Blistered, calloused palms to pull, then play the box and strum music through the night's way. Holden's paintings of the sea that meld into the camera lens, shapes obscure the Curragh oarsman. Sink ultramarine shades to the ocean, and loaded down to the gunwale from Dublin to the coast of France. Dingle banter brave the risks to make the north Basque lands. Loop across the Spanish coast from Finisterre to Camastella. Seashells ring the dark deep echoes, sing Eurydice of your harvest. Back to the depths of the pilgrim's waters. Celtica Authentica is what they called you. Words can rise and live in mind. They rise to the uther, a coat of foam to jewel the ocean. So that's just...
Thank you, Mags. And now we'll have number 8.5, Michelle DeLay.
To live is to want anything. Grow older to hold more head in your hands. Give me one, give me one, give me one. One where it's worryless and make it last as long as birdsong to birdsong. Self-consumption's got my fists wrapped in shit plastic. This wraps rope around wrists. Hold me up, please. When you're ready, can I have one? Even half like in Can It Be the Night. I'm pocketless, but time will pay you, have it all. From tomorrow I'll borrow some. I'll take some time from others too, and hold cities if you send me the switch. Grow older to be sold to the prospect of 5 minutes. I'll give it all for anything. I'll give it all for anything.
Thanks, Michelle. And now we'll have Benjamin Burns' piece.
This was done as a writing exercise to change a line in a poem and make it still part of the poem, but. So it's a Billy Collins poem called Introduction to Poetry, but I've changed every line, but every line's kind of still the same. So the first two lines of the Billy Collins poem were, I asked them to take a poem and hold it up to the light. And the first two lines of my poem were, I asked them to fake a poem and fold it up tight, but the rest of the poem is done in the same way. And that was suggested to me by Jim Crickard, this exercise. I asked them to fake a poem and fold it up tight like a love note left unsent, or press their tongue against its raisin. I say drop a lizard into a poem and and watch him bask in the sun, or scurry up the poem's walls to feel his cold blood burning. I want them to kayak up a river with no mouth and find a poet waiting on the shore. But all they want to do is fry onions in a wok with olive oil and murder a mouse with a spatula. They spin lotus leaves with a crow's beak to grind out all their beauty, then hammer out horseshoes as if they mean it.
Cheers, Ben. And now we have Stanley Nash, please.
Oddly enough, this one was done kind of as a writing exercise as well. So I was talking to Fergus Costello recently, and he was talking about an interview he saw with Paul Simon. Paul Simon was talking about the song You Can Call Me Al, and he said the first line of that song is "Man walks down the street, and you can take that anywhere." And I thought, that's really interesting. So I've taken the first line of the song. I won't tell you what it is. If you figure it out, great. If not, that's life. And I've written a piece, and it goes like this. And if anybody shouts out the name of the band or the song after the first line, I'll just pack it in. Hold your tongue, okay? I wish I were a fisherman steering a small boat. So good job I didn't offer a prize, isn't it? If I say it again, will you be okay? I wish I were a fisherman steering a small boat on a gentle tide towards your coast. A bottle of port on my left, a star shining bright on my right. I'd watch the moon glisten on brine, knowing you will soon be mine. But I am not a fisherman, and I am not afloat. I am not pulling you closer. In fact, I am alone without a single guiding light. I do have a bottle, but it is empty. And I'm staring at the bottom of another long and lonely night, wondering how I lost us, why I drift to self-destruct and sink into a loathing pool whenever paradise appears. I've asked these questions before on more than one broken shore, and I've asked them again each time I cast love away. For this is how my life flows. Time enjoyed in a loving eddy must be balanced with a dive into the depths where fault lines from my past siren SOS, SOS, and tidal waves of lost opportunities crush my spirit until I am utterly eroded. I will resurface someday, I know that, for I must breathe, I must feel sun on my skin, and I must risk living and loving again. But it will, as always, be a slow ascent, maybe even a crawl, for I know my latest wreck will be waiting to greet me, that my newest pain will lay comfortably alongside all my other pains and foghorn every failed journey I have undertaken. But that's okay, for no heart flourishes without leaving some love on the rocks.
Thanks, Ben. And now we have Philip Spillane.
This is to a friend who's going through a tough period at the moment. This is to Tanya. A misfit of stars in the scaffolding will fall like frost, collect like snow, bed lies that they are once shooting past us. I'll pan across, build snow palaces from landed stars, disguised as frozen water drops. They'll melt into the floorboards, into the ceilings below. Their constellations will mirror my inner palaces till they fall once more.
Thanks, Philip. And last on our list, we have Kieran McCarty.
Thank you. called a change of pace. It's still called a change of pace. It is not unreasonable that you may have to come and go, have circumstance forced upon you to hear a loud and forceful no. No matter how urgent your desire, your pace may remain slow, and you can grieve this loss of speed, or you can adapt and grow. To see the fullness of a picture whose edges blurred in passing, to gain perspective on impression whose effects are lasting. Being told that you will starve today prepares you well for fasting. Being told that you'll do that this way, and no, I wasn't asking, release pressure from the mind of the control room master, always tasked to call the shots. Pardoned of the call to judge what is what and not. To take wise instruction gladly, practice what you've been taught, and stand humbly by your input to any battle fought. Learn to move more slowly, to save your time from waste, and recognize a saving grace in a change of pace.
Everyone on the open mic, unless there's anybody down the back that would like to jump up and read something? Notion? No? Okay. All right. Well, thank you very much for everybody that took part. Great night. Very, very special thanks to our guest reader, Carlos Reyes.